The place where salt hay grows along the sea, is there any name for that?
I can't think of it.
Would you ever use the term marshes?
No, we didn't. It was always swampland.
You might say we expect a good crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Or you might say instead of rich.
Or good. But would, rich would be.
You might not even have to use fertilizer because it's so
rich.
Anything you'd use there maybe besides rich? No. Or you've heard people use them?
I can't think of anything.
Let's see. When you have swampland, what do you have to do to it to make it?
Drain it and clear it.
And what do you have to do to drain it?
Well, I suppose they would have to ditch it and drain the water off that way.
And do you just dig ditches there?
Drain ditches to, gradually lower ground for the water to run off.
What kinds of running water do you have around here?
You mean rivers, creeks, branches?
Are they the same?
Springs. A spring, of course, is where the water comes out of the ground in just a trickle of water. A branch would be a little larger than that. And then a creek would be the next size. And then the river. And then, of course, there are ponds. A pond is small, and a lake is large. Then the Gulf of Mexico.
What are some of the names of some of the streams and rivers around here?
There's Kaneka River, Patsalagi, Yellow River. There's a creek known as Five Runs Creek. I guess those are the largest. Pigeon Creek.
So there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel in the road. What do you call that?
A washout.
Everybody call that anything else?
A gully.
The same thing?
Yes.
What about if you had a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in a field, maybe it's about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across, what do you call that?
Well, we would call that a gully, too.
A gully, too. Anybody ever call that anything different?
A ravine would be a real deep wash.
Be even much deeper than a gully.
Right.
Now let's see. What do you call a very small rise in the land?
That's just a hill.
What do you call the thing you open the door with?
A doorknob.
Do you ever use the term knob? For hill or anything like a hill?
No, but I've heard that expression, but not in this area.
Now, what if something's very much larger than a hill? What do you call it?
Well, a mountain would be next.
And the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp, those are?
Like a canyon wall?
Yeah, it's like, say you're up on a mountain.
Cliff?
If you have more than one of them, you have two. More than one cliff would be two what?
Cliffs.
Let's see. What do you call the place where boats stop and unload freight?
A pier.
What if it's a pier? How big is that?
We would sometimes say wharf or pier.
What's the difference between a wharf and a pier?
I don't know. I think of a wharf as where commercial ships unload, and I think of a pier as well, an aircraft carrier or a steamer would come into. Or a pier would be in front of your cottage at the beach where your small boat comes in.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a place where a large amount of water falls over?
A waterfall.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what kinds of roads would you have around here?
Dirt roads, and I would refer to Highway 84 out in front as the road or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And now, four lanes and interstates.
Mm-hmm. What if you, in town, what would you call a road?
We'd call them streets.
Mm-hmm. And
a small alley, dirt road running behind, say, in the middle of a block behind the house.